Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Well, the apple doesn't always fall that far from the tree. That's the saying. Is it always true? Well, sometimes it certainly can be. Christian Combs may be one of those prime examples. He's, of course, the son of Sean Diddy Combs. And he's now facing a lawsuit as well from a former yacht stewardess alleging sexual assault and battery during a July 2022 yacht trip. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We've heard rumblings about this for a while. Are you remotely surprised that the next of kin in Diddy Land may be somewhat similar to Dad?
Yeah, sorry to say, I'm not surprised. With the culture that these younger people grew up in, I think it was bound to have a tremendous influence on them. I think some people growing up in family culture, if they're interested in improving their lives and personal growth, they try to go opposite of the family. But we can probably say even the majority of times people do absorb qualities from their parents and act that out in their adulthood.
Well, and it's an interesting situation, the way that he was brought up, because this bad behavior, literally his dad's motto is bad boy, and living this life of excess and extremes and a normalized abuse, we'll just call it that was going on all around him, the way that Diddy would treat women and people that worked for him. It wasn't always the most positive of environments. This was set up really, you know, if you're going to work with your dad, dad's working at home a lot, you're seeing this as normal. This is like, and there's not repercussions as there would necessarily be in other family situations where someone is being punished for that bad behavior and people not putting up with that bad behavior. Here it's like, it's free for all. The bad behavior seems to win. That's got to really screw with someone's developing mind.
100%. You nailed it exactly. It's what is simply normal. It's the way you treat women, and you get away with it with no consequences. It's exactly it.
When you have something like this and such a conditioned individual, where there wasn't the "this is bad" going on, how do you begin to dive into someone like that to correct that behavior, or to get them to see the errors in their ways, or to help them? Are they beyond help? Can they, once you get that, you know, really soldered into your brain the way that someone like he has, that's got to take a lot to change those directions.
Yeah, and what kind of flexibility does this person at this age have? Mm-hmm. You know, prognosis guarded for some kind of change or personal growth. And usually, if you're going to try to work with them, it has to come after they've had some kind of serious consequences.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe some therapy while incarcerated. You could see a little bit of flexibility, a little bit of awareness. And I hate to be hopeless and say, well, people just don't change. I think, you know, certain people who are interested in personal growth and becoming better people, yeah, you can do a lot of change. But if you're dealing with an antisocial personality disorder, which can be influenced, you know, to a very large degree by environment, develops in childhood, and it's basically the way the personality has formed, it's pretty grim to try and get a shift into a dramatic change in behavior.
Are they just never able to see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel here, or the errors in their ways? I mean, on the outside, it's very easy to look at this going, yes, you can't, like, stalk an attractive server on your yacht and then assault her just because you're you. But it seems that that's kind of the attitude that, if this is true, allegedly took place, and allegedly a lot of what how dad acted as well. I mean, clearly healthy people go, that's insane. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. But in that world, not so much. Is it something where they can't ever quite grasp that that's wrong because it's just been said that this is okay for so? I mean, that, just help me understand how that mind is working.
Yeah, you're really looking at somebody who never developed empathy for other human beings. And empathy develops, it starts developing in the preschool years, you know, and that's how good parents teach their kids to have compassion and to be kind and to recognize that other people have feelings too. And you start that with 3 and 4 year olds, you know. And if it doesn't happen, it's debatable to what extent can a person actually develop that, although they can be taught. Even if you don't have empathy for other people, you're going to get in big trouble if you act on that.
Yeah.
So that's often where you go.
So you can be taught that, but are you ever truly operating from the mode of, I believe this, like this, I truly feel empathy for someone, so I'm going to act that way? Or is it more, well, if we have to overlay the script of what society thinks is okay, I have to act this way? Kind of a right. One's authentic, one is not.
Right. Yeah, I would say with criminals that I have worked with, it's more they're taught to role play how to be normally social and how to have, you know, the right relationships with other people. But is it something that they ever really feel? Mm-hmm. Probably in the majority of cases, they just can't go there if they didn't develop that way early in life.
That, why is that? Is that a coping mechanism within oneself to, you can't self-realize just how damaging a person you are and how negative you are? Or is it just, it just ain't there?
It just isn't there. Yeah. And really, we're talking about actual wiring in the brain,
yeah.
You know, because what we are fed with a diet of, you know, interaction, particularly early in childhood, it's how the brain wires. And there's an empathy circuit in the brain between the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex, the ventral medial, something or other, but it all lines up and wires in childhood. Mm-hmm. And so if you didn't wire that way, you just never really feel it the way that other people do.
Yeah, that's so fascinating, because we always kind of think, oh, well, everybody's a person, everybody feels the same way and things, they don't. And that's why we have the world that we have because of that. And that's just kind of how humans have always been. And then you get the attorneys in there that then try to make sense of that bad behavior to a jury and somehow convince them that, oh yes, this way of thinking over here, screwed up as it may be, yeah, it's normal. It's completely normal, but it's truly not. Should there be any empathy when it comes to this? I mean, I know it's kind of a legal-esque question, but I guess it's more of on an emotional state of, should there be grace for someone like a Christian Combs on anything that he's done? He's an adult now. But should there be something where it's looked at with a little more like, okay, well, look at his environment and what he came up in. Just, I mean, the exact same way we would look at someone else if they committed a horrible crime and they were brought up in an abusive relationship, male, female, whatever it may be. They're out acting out a certain way because that's all they know.
I guess I'd say I'm a believer in compassion. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to see someone tortured, but there are people who are never going to be safe in society. And it's just, as I say, it's the way they're wired. So I'm not in favor of, you know, sadistic, you know, retribution ever, anything like that. But I think there are people, it's just like a car that doesn't have brakes that work. You know, you don't let that car on the road. You just can't, for safety of everyone else. And I sort of look at it like that. They just, unfortunately, need to be removed from society.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller described as tense, evocative, and surprising. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller with complicated family dynamics, perfect for fans who love suspense. NYT bestselling author Reed Farrell Coleman describes it as tense, evocative, and surprising. Upstanding Young Man grabs you and won't let go. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller described as tense, evocative, and surprising. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller described as tense, evocative, and surprising. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.